We continue our learning. We're in Sukkah Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Arba esrei su'udos chayav adam lechol basukkah. Achas bayom v'achas balayla. A person is obligated to eat 14 meals in the sukkah, one during the day and one at night, 7 days of sukkahs, 2 meals a day. That's 14 meals. That's an obligation. Where does he derive that from? Pasuk says, teshuvu, you have to live in the sukkah. Teshuvu kein taduru, as we've said before. You have to live in the sukkah as a reflection of how you live in your house. So Rabbi Eliezer says, well, just like when it comes to when we live in our house, we eat one meal during the day, one meal at night. That's what people used to have, 2 meals a day. Shabbos was unique, having 3 meals, but typically there were 2 days. So 2 meals a day. So too, when it comes to a sukkah, you have to live in the sukkah like you live in the house. 2 meals a day, 14 meals over the 7 days. There is no set amount. Anytime you want to eat bread, more than a kibbutz worth, you have to eat it in the sukkah. But it's not like I'm obligated to eat a meal or twice a day in the sukkah. The only night I have an obligation to eat is the first night. Why the first night? So the first night is because we learn a gzeira shava from Chag HaMatzos. Just like there's an obligation, says Chamishasar when it comes to sukkah. The 15th of Tishrei, it says Chamishasar in the Chumash when it comes to Pesach and Nisan. So we compare the two. Ein Adam Dun Gzera Shavah La'atzmo. You can't make up your own Gzera Shavah, but we have a tradition that these two Chamishasars are connected, and we therefore transfer the law of Erev Tochlu Matzos, the obligation to eat matzah, the first night of Pesach, to the obligation to eat in the Sukkah, the first night of Sukkot. Just like the obligated to eat matzah the first night, you're obligated to eat in the sukkah the first night. Now, the Rishonim debate how far that Gzeres Shavah goes. Do we say, well, just like the Chiyuv of Matzah is a Kezias of Matzah, so to the first night of Sukkot, I have a Chiyuv to eat a Kezias of bread in the Sukkah? Or do we say, no, Kezias of bread in the Sukkah, that's not a Hilchos Sukkah Halacha. In order to have an Achilas Keva in the Sukkah, to fulfill the mitzvah, you have to eat more than a Kebetz of bread. Don't derive that Halacha from Chag HaMatzos, the obligation to eat. Yes, I derive that the first night is unique. There's an obligation to eat, and maybe the general exemptions of mitzvah being uncomfortable and rain and all of that are not going to be in effect that night. But the amount I'm supposed to eat is derived from the regular rules of sukkah. So that's the debate amongst the Rishonim, whether it's kezias of bread or more than a kibetza of bread. Now, the Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim are not arguing. They both use. It says Teishvu Kein Taduru. It says Teishvu rather. The pasuk goes Teishvu Tshuvas Yamim. You have to live in the circle like you live in the house. The Rabbi Eliezer says, How do you live in your house? 1 meal in the morning, 1 meal at night. So that's 14. But the Chacham said, no, that's not how we live in my house. I live in my house. When I want to eat, I eat. And when I don't want to eat, I don't eat. Therefore, there's no obligation at all, except of course for the first night, because of that Gezeira Shavah. V'odama Rabbi Eliezer, he says something else. Mishalo achalei leyom tov harishon, a person who didn't eat that first night, that was the obligation night. If you didn't eat the first night of Sukkot, you can make it up Tashlumin Yashlim Belele Yom Tovachon. You can make it up on the last night. Most learn that this means Shemini Atzeres. There's a minority opinion that says maybe this is referring to Hoshana Rabbah. But the bottom line is we're suggesting that on that last night, let's say Shemini Atzeres, when there's no longer an it's not even Sukkot anymore, you can make up that meal that you missed the first night. You can make it up, as strange as this sounds, on Shemini Atzeres by eating an extra meal. And that will be acceptable, even though Shemini Atzeres, especially in Eretz Yisrael, you're not sitting in the sukkah, so you can eat it outside of the sukkah. Nonetheless, that can somehow serve as a tashlumin for the meal that you missed on the first night. V'achachamim omrim, no, ein ladav ladavar tashlumin, you can't make that up. An obligation that you had the first night, I can make it up last night? Oh, no, of course not. Al zen amar. And we may remember this pasuk when it comes to brachos in the fourth parak, where a person tries to make up a tefillah, that you can make it up if you made a mistake, But if you mevatel the tefillah, you left, you it was b'mezid that you didn't daven a Shemona Esrei, so you can't make it up. Al zeh ne'emar mu'uvas lo yichalas kon, a pasuk in the first parak of Koheles. Something that's crooked cannot be fixed, cannot be rectified. V'chesron lo yichali manos, and something that's lacking cannot once again be counted. We assume that we're deriving it from the beginning of the pasuk. Something that's mu'uvat, something that's crooked cannot be rectified, cannot be fixed, and therefore you cannot do any tashlumin for missing the first night meal, say the Chachamim to Rabbi Eliezer. Now the Gemara asks, on Rabbi Eliezer, he says you need 14 meals dinner in the sukkah, once during the day, once at night. So how is it possible that you're making up a meal? You just told me that I have to have one meal during the day, one meal at night. So the Gemara says, Chazar Bar Eliezer, he rescinded his position. Now what exactly that means? So Rashi understands like this. Since on the night of Shmini Atzeres, you're not eating in the sukkah anyway, why aren't you eating in the sukkah? Because if you would eat in the sukkah, you'd violate Baal Tosif. So therefore, how are you going to make up the mitzvah at all outside of the sukkah, something I was obligated to eat in the sukkah? And that is really a question on Rabbi Eliezer, who allows you to do so. How is that even possible? So Rabbi Eliezer, therefore the Gemara says, you know, Rabbi Eliezer rescinded his position. Meaning what? He rescinded his position that you're obligated to eat 14 meals in the sukkah, and he therefore now agrees with the Chachamim that there's no kitzvah, there's no fixed amount except the first night. So what's the debate now? The debate is whether or not, if you didn't eat the first night of Yontif, Rabbi Eliezer says you can be mashlim that, just like we have that by karbanos, you can make up karbanos of the chag, the olas re'iyah karban, or the shalmei chagiga karban, that's obligatory on the shalosh regalim, you're supposed to bring the first day possible. If you can't bring the first day, a person wasn't able to bring it, a person was sick, or let's say it was Shabbos, you couldn't bring it, so you bring in the next day. You have the rest of the chag to finish it, whether it's a 7-day chag, and if it's sukkahs 8 days, you can even make that up on Shmini Atzeres, interestingly, even though it's a chag b'fnei atzmo, if I can do that with my sukkahs korban, I can make it on Shmini Atzeres. Rabbi Eliezer says I can make up my meal as well. The Chachamim say no, we don't derive that from karbanos, that's not possible. Okay, so that is the debate in the Mishnah, Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim, but in the year Rabbi Eliezer rescinded his position about the 14 meals, but does believe that you can make up that first night if you missed it. Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Mishahaya Rosho Verubo Basukkah, person has his head and the majority of his body in the sukkah, Vishulchano Biso Chabayis. And but his table is in the house. Now Rashi explains, we remind ourselves that the Seudos people would eat Beheseba, they would recline on these couches, and they would lean towards their left. So that would typically the way people would sit. So Rosh Verubo, you have to have that image that a person is lying on this couch. So what's the halacha in such a case? Most of his body and his head are in the sukkah, which should be okay, but the table is in the house. Beis Shammai poslin, uveis Hillel machshirin. Beis Shammai says this is pasul, and Beis Hillel says this is kosher. Now, it's important, the Gemara spends time in the Rishonim debate this. We'll try to simplify this. But there's one of the major questions to ask is this a psul in the sukkah, or is this some psul, a psul of the gavra of the person, he's doing something wrong? So the way to understand this, the Gemara in sukkah and daf gimel and aleph says like this, that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing here whether this is a large sukkah or a small sukkah. Now, what's a small sukkah? A small sukkah is the minimum size, 7 by 7 tefachim. So that's a very, very small sukkah, barely fits the person at all. So therefore, the way to understand the Mishnah is like this, where you have someone who's Rosho Verubo B'sukkah, his head and most of his body are in the sukkah, and Shulchano B'sukkah Habayis, meaning what? It is a sukkah that's gedolah. Plenty of room in the sukkah. But he's sitting by the doorway of the sukkah, and he's eating from the table that's in the house, that's not in the sukkah. So Beis Shammai, when it says poslin, what it means is they're saying he's not yotzei yidei chovaso, he's not yotzei his obligation of eating in the sukkah. And Beis Hillel say, he is yotzei. We'll see what the machlokas is based on in a moment. But then the Gemara continues and says, "V'she'ena machzekes elikidei rosh uveruba b'vav." But let's say it's a small sukkah and it only holds a person's head and most of his body. Is not only enough room for that. Beis Shammai poslin u'beisil machshin. So you take note of the different language when it comes to a larger sukkah. There we don't say poslin and machshin, we say lo yatzah yedei chovaso. According to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, says yatzah. The language of our Mishnah, poslin and machshirin, is more relevant for the a smaller sukkah, which in and of itself is maybe puzzled just because it's too small. Now, what's that about? So the Gemara explains the machlokes is like this. Beis Shammai makes a gzeira. We're afraid you are going to lean and be drawn after your table. That's where the food is. So although you may have right now your head and most of your body in the sukkah, but the table's out in the house, with tables not in the sukkah, you may be drawn out. And that's going to be your problem. It's gzeira derabbanan. And Beis Hillel don't make such a gzeira. And they say in the Gemara the following, halacha tzricha shetei machzekes rosh uveruba v'shulchano. Your halacha is that you need a sukkah that has enough space to hold not only his head and most of his body, but the shulchan as well. And therefore, there are those who explain that whether it's a sukkah gedola, or it's a which has plenty of room, but the guy's by the doorway, or it's a sukkah tana that's 7x7 tefachim, Beis Shammai's reason is the same. It's a gzeira, he may be drawn after his table. And therefore, we follow Beis Shammai in both of these cases, large sukkah, small sukkah, even though we typically do not follow Beis Shammai, here we would. Large sukkah, small sukkah, if the table's outside, we have a problem. But there are those that hold that the Shema Yimashach Achar Shulchan, you may be drawn after your table, that's only by a sukkah gedola. That's the problem by a sukkah gedola. You're sitting by the doorway, you may be drawn, and there's plenty of room. You could have brought the table in, it would have been very comfortable. But by a sukkah ktana, the reason is not because you may be drawn after your sukkah. It's because it doesn't have a shem dira at all. If you have such a small sukkah that doesn't hold the table, only holds your head and most of your body, and therefore the Gemara says, halacha shetricha shetehei machzekes rosho v'ruba v'shulchano. What that means is that when it comes to a sukkah ktana, which doesn't have space for the table, so that's going to be a problem. And therefore, we follow Beis Shammai of a sukkah ktana, which is officially pasul. Don't follow Beis Hillel, who says a sukkah is kosher if it doesn't fit the table. But a sukkah gedola, according to this position, this is Tosfos, against the first position of the Rif and the Rambam, Tosfos says that we're only following Beis Shammai regarding the small sukkah. By a sukkah gedola, la halacha follows Beis Hillel, with that when not goes there, Shema Yimoshech Achar Shulchano, and in that case, by sukkah gedola, will follow Beis Hillel that it's okay if the table were outside. Omelhem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. So Beis Hillel comes to Beis Shammai to try to disprove Beis Shammai's position. Alo kacha yamaisa, didn't the following story take place? Shehochu zikne Beis Shammai v'zikne Beis Hillel v'akes Rabbi Yochanan ben Achorani, the elders of Shammai, elders of Hillel, went to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Achorani umatzuhu, and they found him, what? They found him, shoyo yoshev rosh of ruba basukka, most of his body, his head and most of his body was in the sukkah, but v'shilchon basukha bais, v'lo omelo davar, the rabbi, the elders of Shammai didn't say anything, so it's a raya that we're correct, or they agree with Beis Hillel that you're yotzei with the table in the house. Amalahen Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said Beis Hillel, Misham Raya, that's a Raya. You got the story wrong. Af Heim Amulo, Im Kain, Ha Yisra Novig, if you were really following, doing this, Lo Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha, you haven't fulfilled the Mitzvah Sukkah in your lifetime because you didn't follow what the Chachamim said. And this is one of the Mishnayos that which sparks a discussion about those who follow Beis Shammai If I see from here that we would follow Beis Shammai, so that would mean, and the Sukkah, let's say, according to Beis Hillel, would be Pusul, potentially. So then the opposite will also be true. In cases where we follow Beis Hillel, we should not be following the position of Beis Shammai.